I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1453, On Your Way to Something Good. It's been said that life happens on your way to something else. And the frustrating part is when you're actually on your way to doing something good for someone, and something bad comes in your way. We all know that's true. You can probably think of many examples in your own life, maybe even recently. What you may not know is that it even happened to Jesus. Let's look at one example today from the Gospels. This podcast is about the two greatest commandments, loving God and loving others in our everyday lives. Man, it is so maddening when you're trying to do that. You're trying to love God, you want to serve other people in His name, and something gets in your way. At the end of Mark 4, Jesus and the boys are on their way to the other side of the lake. They've got an appointment with a man who has a demon. Now, when you read the text in chapter 5, this guy is in miserable shape. The Bible tells us he lives among the tombs. Can you imagine? That no one could bind him, not even with a chain. The day and night he would cry out and cut himself with stones. Makes you wonder if they're trying to bind him to protect themselves or protect him from himself. Anyway, Jesus is headed there to do something really good for the guy. He needs it. But on the way, something really bad happens. Here's what the Bible says. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" And he woke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Man, Jesus can't catch a break. He's trying to get some much needed rest as they travel from one place to the other, and he can't even get a sleep in because something happens. Now notice this. The text says it's a great wind storm. Arose is ginomai, and the idea here is that it's something that happened unexpectedly. Jesus and the guys didn't see that one coming. And it's a great windstorm. Great is megas. We get like mega from that. It's big, it's huge, it's mammoth. And notice this. The scripture says it's a wind storm. The Bible doesn't mention anything here about rain. It's like a sudden violent wind or a hurricane at sea, a tornado on the water kind of thing. It could capsize the boat and kill them all. Renner wrote, "The occurrence of the wind at this exact moment was no accident. The devil didn't want Jesus to reclaim one of his most prized captives. This was a preemptive strike of the devil to undo the work of God. But that night, in the midst of the storm, Jesus arose and took authority over the situation. The Bible says that when he exercised his authority over the unseen turbulence, quote, the wind ceased and there was a great calm, end quote. When you're on your way to do good, don't be surprised if the evil one wants to put a hurricane on your path to try to stop you. But just remember, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Here's the great question. Can you think of a time when that happened? When you were on your way to do something in the name of God, something good and beautiful and true, and all of a sudden something very bad was in your path. How'd you deal with it? Let's pray. Lord, Jesus encountered turbulence on the way to doing something good, and so will we. Would you strengthen our faith, calm our storms, and see us through? In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1454. In the meantime, man, the devil must really be upset when we're walking in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, when we're setting captives free with the good news, when we're blessing people the way we've been blessed. And he's going to throw everything at us to try to stop us. Our job is to keep walking and holding tighter to the hand of the storm ceaser. Today, don't give the devil the time of day on your way to doing something good.